Welcome to another edition of the Week in Review. My name's James Towie, ComSec Market Analyst, and yeah, we've made it to the end of another week and even started a new financial year, a new month, and a new quarter. So with just a few hours to trade on Friday, the ASX 200 higher by around 2% for the week, and that's looking to be the best weekly performance in around a month now for the ASX 200. It's been a bit of a choppy couple of weeks for the Aussie market of late. So Friday session, we were up around 1% at the best levels. Some of that early momentum has faded with the top 200 stocks, the benchmark index now, in just a slight decline. Still, it has been a pretty strong week. So this week in particular, the headlines really dominating around COVID-19. No surprise there, of course, much of which is around the potential second wave. We continue to see over in the United States plenty of new infection rates coming through, some daily cases in a number of states. The likes of Florida, Texas, continue to see record high numbers, so even higher than what they were during the height of the pandemic a few months ago. While generally Australia is faring quite well, a number of states continue to open up their domestic and interstate borders, the likes of Queensland. We continue to see Victoria, unfortunately, standing out like a bit of a sore thumb, and now seeing about 2 weeks or so of daily cases in double figures. Just again, the last 24 hours, about 66 cases coming through from Victoria, and a number of them are really in those 10 postcodes, or those 36 suburbs, which Premier Daniel Andrews has now look to pretty much put back into lockdown. So there are certainly low cases really across the wider country, but still pockets and some clusters coming out of Victoria, which if not taken care of certainly can spread. So just goes to show how this particular virus is a very difficult one to handle, and even just trying to handle it on a political front as well. This has really brought some tensions to the surface again between China and the West, the likes of the US and Australia as well, not out of some of the frosty relationship between the two superpowers. Of course, some of the tensions also around the Hong Kong situation, the national security laws as well that were just passed recently this week. So that has caused a little bit of an issue, but still the general public in certain countries rather optimistic, and that's been highlighted by some of the economic numbers that we've seen this week as well, and that's really given a bit of support to markets globally. So the consumer confidence numbers out of the States have been on the rebound and quite strong as well in recent times. Similarly, here in Australia, just last night we had US unemployment numbers coming through for the month of June, and 4.8 million jobs were added in the month, which is quite a strong number. That adds on to the 2.7 million jobs that were added as well in May. So quite a strong rebound. At its worst, the unemployment rate in the US was about 16% or so. It's now dropped back down to 11%. Still very high numbers, of course, but it has been quite a swift turnaround, and it does give a little bit of optimism around that whole V-shaped recovery, although it's probably unlikely to be as swift as what some were probably hoping for earlier on this year. So Chinese manufacturing data came out this week, and that was pretty certainly showed signs of stability as well coming through from China, and that really helped lift the market between the Tuesday and Thursday this week. Of course, midweek also saw the end of financial year. The month of June, just very quickly, up around 2.5%, the third month in a row of gains. So June quarter, very strong, 16% higher, and the best since the September quarter of 2009, coming out of the GFC. Over the half year of 2020, certainly has felt much longer than a half a year, down around 10%, and the financial year 2020, the ASX 200 down about 11%. So there were a few stories to come out this week of note. One of them was the fact that Afterpay continues to go from strength to strength. It certainly has been a standout for some time now on the Aussie market, a bit of a market darling, about 140-odd% in the financial year. Also, from its lows this year, it was down as low as $8, and just earlier today hit a high of $70, which is an all-time record for Afterpay shares. So going off those particular numbers, that's about a 700-odd% increase over 3 months. So certainly has been a run, and Afterpay has certainly helped lift the tech sector to be the biggest improver for the week so far. We had other tech names like sort of NextDC, data center provider, Nearmap up more than 10% each, although WiseTech, one of the worst over the week, down around 6%. Some of the defensive names, gold miners like Evolution also doing quite well. Collins Foods, another notable mover this week. It owns and operates the franchises of KFC, Taco Bell and Sizzler in Australia and in some other parts around the world. Came out with their full-year earnings and some pretty strong numbers to come through, particularly from KFC in Australia. No real surprise that that really helps carry Collins Foods, but their same-store sales growth over the year was quite strong. Plenty of demand for the Dirty Bird. So Sizzler was a real struggler, though. They had a big drop in their revenue. The restaurants here in Australia remain closed due to those COVID concerns, but they are reopening in other parts of Asia. Taco Bell is something that Collins Foods also looking to expand, so they have a number of stores up in Queensland. And another notable story for this week was the listing of the newly merged TPG Vodafone telco under the name TPG Telecom, so that doesn't change too much, but the code of TPG Telecom goes from TPM to TPG, so there is a slight change, and that listed a little bit earlier this week under deferred settlement. And the Aussie dollar also similarly reflecting the moves of the Aussie equity market, having its best weekly gain in around a month, and around 69.3 US cents to close out the week. Pretty much the that pretty much brings us to the end of the week in review. Thank you very much for listening in, and enjoy your weekend.